This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon.
This is the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
What's going on?
Everything, man.
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Well, before we get into the conversation, let's just take a second, let them people hit that subscribe button. There you go.
Bird.
Ah, what's up, man?
Oh, man, everything is good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, just out here enjoying the weather, you know what I mean? You know, it's getting to be that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The sun is out and the weather is warm and people are festive and, you know what I'm saying? Different garments start to, you know, be irrelevant and obsolete.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, it's a good time. It's New York. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Rosé season in New York City.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know, it's a lot of cities in the world.
Okay.
But New York in the summer is up there in my top one and a half.
Top one and a half? All right. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, because you might want to get away to a nice little beach every now and again. But other than that, if you're talking about...
They got that, though.
You know,
you get a little piece of beach out here, too.
A little piece. Not the real kind.
It ain't, I mean...
Not the blue water the real kind. Not the blue water kind. Yeah. I'm from Miami now. Come on, now.
Man. What's beach without a little bit of hard edges?
No, it's the rough edges out here. Unless, you know, out east is cool, but it still ain't blue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hampton's beaches, they cool, but it ain't that blue water.
Yeah, but New York got that energy, that New York City summertime energy.
No doubt. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's
keep
what I'm
going.
Talking about.
Keep
that's
going.
That's my one, you know? The 0.5 is just to get to that tropical effect of the summer. That's all. But if you got to go to work every day and you out here hustling, you out here making shit happen, New York is a great backdrop for you.
Yeah. I was pulling up here and I was listening to, going into some of my little, you know, it's warm weather records, you mm-hmm. know. Got my old head on, put on some Eric B for President. That shit felt good.
You know what I'm saying? You and your Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah. Exactly. New Jack City. I remember as a kid, I remember being on Fordham and seeing Nice and Smooth pull up in the motherfucking Nice and Smooth Wranglers. With the halogen, not the halogen. What's the shit that you, not UV, is it, not UV, what is it when you do the little signs that go in the window, like the little beer signs or whatever?
The neon sign.
So they had the neon spare
time. Nice and smooth.
Yeah. This is, I think, the Hip Hop Freaks video joint. Right. Seeing them coming through Florida, that shit was so official. But anyway, so Eric B for President, Kenny Burke keep rising to the top, Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock, Joy and Pain, those is drive around, you know, feel that motherfucking sun hit your shoulders.
So that's what you was on?
That's what I was on today.
Yeah, the sunroof open.
I had the sunroof open and all the windows because my AC is still fucked up.
Oh.
So summer hasn't started for me.
What the fuck is going on?
Yo, B. Did you
talk to these people?
Yeah, talk to the people. Let me tell you. Nah, so I go to the dealership, and first things first, I thought if you lease a vehicle that the service, I don't know for whatever reason, I thought the service was free. As long as you're paying, I didn't know that shit.
I ain't never leased either, so I don't know.
I feel like that was what the deal was with my last spot, but maybe I could be wrong. But right. Any fucking way, so I take it to the spot, they quote me, I say, whoa, for what? And they tell me, but then what pissed me off, and this is the second time this shit happened, I had some rats bite through the AC wire.
Well, hold the fuck up. Some rats?
Like that's what they tell
me. New York City rats?
Rodents. Yeah.
And this rodents. Is, bite this, through your AC wire.
Dog, this is not uncommon. This happens all the time.
Where?
In motherfucking New York City. And I'm going to tell you on some real shit, New York City, the rat population has been good. The rat infestation in New York City is on a whole nother. Rats, and I live in a nice neighborhood, rats walk the streets like they citizens. Like, you'll just see them. It don't be dark. It'll be 4 p.m. You'll see a motherfucker just scurry across the street like.
Hold up now. Rats. First of all, the rats have taken over the sidewalk and have bitten through your AC line? What the fuck is going on?
That's what they told me. And it's like,
did you look under there and see some rat bites?
I had them send me a photo.
And it looked like rat bites?
Man, it looked like some shit was cut. It could have. Who knows what rat bites is? I don't work for the Special Victims Unit. I don't really know.
And what, they send you a picture of what?
They sent me a picture of my wires.
Under your
chewed
car.
Chewed through. Yeah.
Under your car.
Yeah, under the car, wires chewed through.
What kind of wires?
Supposedly the AC wires. The wires that connect the AC.
Electric
fluid.
Or fluid?
I believe the fluid lines.
Okay.
Because what happens is, since it's the fluid lines, I think they bite into it to drink the fluid. Whatever fluid it is, they find
drunk.
Out.
And they bite off your shit.
Yeah.
That shit is a racket. It's a motherfucking rodent dealer. Dealing the shit out of your motherfucking Freon.
Or it could be a hustle, the whole shit. Because again, in those situations, you just gotta go with the authority. You know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna do? You don't know what the fuck. You know?
Well, what? I mean, they didn't come to your crib and cut your wire.
No, what I'm saying. No, this is the reason though, uh-huh. Because since it's rodent damage and it's
done, it's not covered.
It's like act of God. Right. You know what I mean? It's something we couldn't. Yeah, so it's not covered. That shit ain't covered. So they still, you gotta get hit in the head. So basically, long story short, I'm going to go to a spot tomorrow where I got to get up dumb early to drive all the way out to somewhere deep, you know what I mean, 7 o'clock action. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that work on your car shit, you a hostage.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you might as well start your day earlier so you don't be a hostage throughout the day. So basically, I said all that to say that's why I had the sunroof blasted, because it wasn't just so
UV rays could hit on your melanin.
Yeah, we needed all of that. We needed some velocity. We needed some wind because it was.
Oh man,
it's feeling damp.
That shit cray.
Mm. It's all right, man. It could be worse.
No doubt. I mean, you're living life. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, it ain't like you're in a bucket.
Right.
That just make it even more stranger. Is, you know what I'm saying? That is such a nice vehicle.
Well, the good thing is it's not a heat wave right now, so you can get away with it.
Yeah, but
it's coming, but I got
come,
a couple
buddy.
Days.
Soon come, buddy. You ain't going to be able to stand rolling around with the windows down.
No, we're getting that taken care of tomorrow. I told you, that's why I got to wake up early. We got to get that done.
Shout out to the mechanics.
Yeah, shout out to the mechanics, man. Y'all doing your thing. Do what you got to do. Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all. The good ones.
No doubt.
Anyway,
what else cracking, man?
What's going on, B?
I mean, you know, motherfucking Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, has taken over the airwaves, stolen back from Ye and the Kardashian clan.
That's hilarious. Is that his? That is him in direct research. I saw somebody tweet a stable genius.
I mean,
why are we doing shit like that?
I watched that shit with Charlamagne and Kanye.
Uh-huh.
And after I watched the shit, I can't even say the man even crazy, man. I think all that shit part of the play. But hey, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let him run his program. But the motherfucker made a whole lot of sense to me except for that bullshit he talking.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think he playing crazy for the aesthetic of it, you know. Most geniuses, all the historical geniuses have these, you know, idiosyncrasies and, you know what I'm saying, some with the mental health issues and, you know what I'm saying, how, like, he said something about Howard Hughes had his little mental situation. You know what I mean? There's a lot of geniuses with that title, genius, that also have that mental illness title. And, you know, I'm not sure if he just running it for the program of it, for the aesthetic of it all, or if that's a real thing. I'm, you know, again, with that Kardashian clan, you don't know what's real and what's fake. It's just, you know,
it's all
part of the news cycle.
It's all in play.
No doubt.
Well, then there's that other thing I sent you a while back. Some cat named Snowcone on Twitter has this whole theory that this whole shit is a performance art piece.
Yeah, I get. I heard. I saw that.
It was pretty. I thought it was a nice theory.
Yeah, I mean, it's plausible.
I'm
because,
not surprised.
I mean, it's like, you know, I'm of the belief that all his shit is a performance art piece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, It's a running performance. It's nothing that's, you know, sacred or real. It's like, you know, he putting on. He making a show. He giving y'all what y'all want. Are y'all not entertained?
And you know what? Even after all of that, as you said, so Donald Glover kind of got a lot of the light after the whole Kanye conversation.
Yeah, Kanye tore his draws. You know what I'm saying? And
but if you watched SNL, it kind of went right back to Kanye too, because did you see the sketch they did, A Kanye Place?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just hilarious that even when you on some other shit, just to show how relevant you are and that you in the moment, you got a nod to the ringmaster. I mean,
he was, of course, in the moment, he ran the news cycle for probably 6-7 days straight. You know what I'm saying? Ran the motherfucking trending topics. So, I mean, for it to be a topic of discussion, it's not even a question. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of SNL, though, you watched that shit?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. I DVR'd it. I watched it the next day.
No doubt. What you think of the performances?
They were cool. They were cool performances. It was, you know, he was on his old 70s leisure. You know, regular torso nigga. You know
what I'm saying? Really? Hey, I mean, on that respect, you know what I'm saying? He made me feel like I could pull my body out right now. No, yeah. Fuck summer ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm pull that shit out right now. If he could do that, I could damn show.
I can bring it out. Fit torso breathe.
What you call it?
The relaxed fit torso.
Hell yeah. Hey, out there with the dad body.
There you go. But nah, I thought the performances were cool. What was it? Saturday and This Is America, right? I saw, I don't know if the video came out before.
No, it dropped during the show.
It dropped during the show again. So I'm watching it the next day. So again, like all of that shit was in play. Like I was kind of downloading everything that was coming down there. I seen like the screenshots from the actual video. And then I was actually, and I think right before that, I watched the SNL thing. So I like the performance. I like that motherfucker be committing.
I think he might be, to me, I'm just the only one motherfucker who has stopped watching SNL after Eddie Murphy. So I have no credibility in what I'm about to say. But to me, he the SNL GOAT. This motherfucker hosted, motherfucker performed. He was in way more sketches than most hosts I am. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker was in a whole bunch of sketches, mm-hmm. hosted and performed twice.
Well, he come from sketch comedy.
I understand. So that's, I'm just saying.
He was ready for it.
He made the most of that shit. I fuck with that Migos in therapy
shit. That was the best shit ever. That was the best sketch. The friendos?
Like, the friendos. Because.
Breakthrough.
Because the shit. It wasn't even, it's like you would think he's making fun of the Migos and shit. And usually in those scenarios, they be kind of picking fun of the artist.
Yeah.
But in this particular scenario, it seemed like he used a popular artist, one, a group that he fucks with. He's already made it known that he fucks with these cats.
Right.
To bring awareness to some real shit. You know what I'm saying? It was funny as fuck, but it also showed you that, you know, that mental health shit is real. And you know what I'm saying? Talking through shit is real. And the way they did it, it was, you know, culturally, it had a nice touch point to it without, like, again, disparaging the artist, but also delivering the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought that shit was dope. That shit.
It was on point.
That shit was dope, man.
It was on point.
And it showed how, you know what I'm saying, like, when they get to the point when they was talking about the one cat who never had nothing to say, he was just doing the ad-libs and shit.
Yeah.
Even though when he came in at ad-libs, though, he made that shit hype, though.
Yeah.
Like, when he came in, he got all of them hype and they went right into the song.
Yeah.
That shit was dope. Because that's how niggas do. You know what I'm saying?
Woo, like, woo, breakthrough.
Like, y'all didn't hear it, but before we started this show, you know what I'm saying, D Lemon was freestyling and shit. And then I was coming in with the beatbox. And then you just playing off of each other. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that ad-lib person in that particular scenario performs an important fucking task to keep the shit lit, even, you know what I'm saying, on some regular shit. Just to say, woo, 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 breakthrough. It'll bring that hypeness to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I fuck with that whole shit, how he did that shit.
Yeah, now that shit was dope. That was a dope sketch. That's a dope sketch. And I mean, overall, just if we talking therapy talk, I like that therapy talk is starting to get into the black community. It's starting to slowly shed the stigma. Shout out to Shanti Das with the Silence the Shame movement,
trying
to, you know, normalize mental health in the black community. You see Charlamagne got his new book called Shook Ones. What's or Shook about? One. Talking about therapy and talking about anxiety. I just think the title is kind of dope. You know, just what we've been, you know, hood anxiety, just anxiety in general, you know, because for years, I think for years, mental health, there's always been mental health issues in the black community, but oftentimes they're one of those things that are kind of put under the rug or, you know what I mean, kind of quietly dealt with or quietly ignored or whatever. Or people look the other way or there's judgment and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So to see it, you know, with the old Migos thing, who like arguably the hottest group right now.
Right.
It's like to normalize it, right? To make it accessible because, you know, it's so fucking needed. There's so many people that are dealing with so many different types of trauma, some types of anxiety, some types of depression that feel like that's either a luxury option or not an option that's culturally some shit, you know what I mean, that we do, blah, blah, blah. So just kind of putting it out there and letting people consider that as an option, I think that's a step in the right direction.
Right, and you know what I'm saying? And in that spot, they took a scenario that would be relevant to, say, Amigos type of situation with the Lambo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then really work through that shit in a real way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like as trivial as it sounds, that could be a real scenario.
Right, right. You're deflecting. You know what I mean? You're deflecting. You're not giving your own thoughts.
I think you really do care.
Right. I think y'all feel sorry for me. You're like, it was a lot of shit. I like at the end, he was like, it was his idea. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, now that shit was dope. That shit was
dope. The beat was dope. Man, that shit was
dope. That shit was hard, man. Shout out to, everybody. Yo, shout out to Michael Che, killing shit over there. That's one of the co-head writers. Black comedian from New York City. Of SNL. He's been there for a while, too. He's on the Cat on Weekend. The Colin Jost and Michael Che, those are the writers of SNL. Those are the head writers now. So, and they're hosting the Emmys this year.
Dope.
So, shout out to them. But just shout out to, you know, there's a lot of the culture over there. Not just, you know what I mean? Sam J, she's a comedian, writes over there. Chris Redd was one of the cats in the Migos sketch. Obviously, Keenan. Pete Davidson, you know what I mean? Like it's a Leslie Jones. Like they got people that are out and about. It's a relevant cast, and I mean, obviously, I mean the whole cast is popping. Cecily, Kate McKinnon, they on fire right now. They got a nice run. So shout out to SNL for real.
No doubt.
Yeah,
on that comedy,
they've been having some mean lineups where they had Migos and fucking Chadwick Boseman one week. Like the shit is getting more and more relevant.
Cardi B
and who was
Cardi was with Chadwick, I think.
It was Chadwick and Cardi B, but then it was Migos. Who was Migos there with?
I didn't catch that one.
It was a big one too. Migos was there with Migos and Charles Barkley. You know what I'm saying? Charles Barkley's hosted a few times.
Oh wow!
Like in over the year, So
woo,
shout out to that man. Yeah, that was dope.
So you know, what I'm saying he had that. Then you know, okay, in the performances and shit. You know what I'm saying? He had the, you know, the shirt off vibe. He basically kicked off the summer for us in a way that made motherfuckers like me with the dad bod feel like shit, it's that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? then he dropped the video. This is America.
Yeah.
This is America, man.
Uh-huh.
Only thing I hate about This is America.
Okay.
It's the think.
Oh, okay.
It's the motherfucking think pieces that come behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is America.
You know what I mean? It's just like, God.
This is social media.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you could kind of enjoy a song before everybody ruins it, it's like.
I didn't even read none of them shits. I'm not going to let it ruin it.
I haven't read them, but I see them. They there. I see their headlines. They pop up on my timeline. They scream read me because I'm first with this particular point of view.
What you didn't realize,
you know,
about the video.
And this was that. And yeah, I mean, it's like, good God. Mm-hmm. Can I fucking process this shit for myself?
Mm-hmm.
So then you had to step off the internet and process the shit for yourself.
Yeah. You know what's your process been? I'm still over here processing it.
I mean, you know, we're going to go to Atlanta, right? But just from seeing his perspective in Atlanta and the way they capture certain things and the way they handle certain topics and like I see think pieces talking about how, you know, he's dancing and you know what I'm saying, that's like he's cooning and that's getting in the way of seeing what the real things are. I don't think his point is to say that the dancing part is cooning and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I think this is just me. What I took was that the dancing is one of our, you know what I'm saying, that's something that's endemic to us, you know what I'm saying, from all the way back to now. And it's one of the things that is our biggest cultural exports, you know what I mean? So the dancing always leads the way as far as, like, when you're hitting the social media and what the way people see America, like, yes, you see the news, you all see that thing, but if you're talking about it's things that go viral and across the internet and across the world real, real, real fast. You know, the videos that amass the most views and comments and shit the dancing shit is always there. You know what I'm saying? So him being from Atlanta, him being, you know what I'm saying, you know, he's like an artistic rapper, but he has a certain, you know what I'm saying, he understands what the trap shit is. You know what I'm saying? For him to even shout out the Migos the way he do and include them in his show. And in the show, he's representing a trap rapper. You know what I'm saying? He understands what that means to be able to express that part of what's going on in America.
He's of the culture.
You know what I'm saying? So I just believe he, out front, he got that. Because he did dances. Like, he did an encyclopedia of dances and shit. That nigga did the Alf. That nigga did all the new shit. He was doing all the fucking dances.
I don't even know the Alf.
The Alf is when you do, like, this shit right here.
Oh, that's the Alf?
That's the Alf.
I didn't even know that. I used to call that the leaders of the new school.
Yeah, that's... Because
they would do that, but they would do the jump with it. Y'all can't see this shit. It's a podcast.
That little shit right there is the Alf. That's from back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he did an encyclopedia of dances that went through American dances, the African dances, all the way back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All the while, all that shit playing through in the background.
Right.
So I'm saying, it's like, no matter what we go through, you know what I'm saying, we still enjoy ourselves. We still get lit. We still dance. We still do, in spite of all the things that are happening, that are coming against us. And then and even though the position they put us in, that shit still cuts through and people are still enamored and pay attention to that movement, that dance, that shit is a lot of times that shit be our therapy. You know what I mean? Like, when you in the hood, it's like being funny or being able to fight. You know what I'm saying? When you know how to dance, that shit is a cultural tool that keeps motherfuckers up off you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The baddest motherfucker that could dance, the motherfuckers ain't fucking with them. They like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Everybody rooting for them. You know what I'm saying? When that music come on, everybody is rooting for the motherfuckers who could do that shit.
Nah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I think that's why it led with it. That's why I was up front like that. And that motherfucker surprisingly could hit that shit.
Yeah, why are you surprised?
Because I ain't never seen the motherfucker do it.
Well, that's like Bev. Shout out to Bevy Smith. That I remember her saying this a long time ago. To your point, it's the great equalizer. It's the, because, you know, it's like a lot of different things. It's like, I ain't know he could fight. Oh, I ain't know that motherfucker was funny. Or like, who knew until you know?
Right.
And then it's like, oh, alright, now you got to reckon with it. Now you got it. Now you got it. Like, oh. All right, fair enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta deal with that shit, or you gotta reckon with it.
It's like somebody being able to play a sport. It's like being able to have the type of control over your body and motion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a currency. And
it's a talent.
It's a talent. It has a certain currency in the culture, because when you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? You get discounted. When you can, it's like, ooh, look at how he hit that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like MJ, he can hit that shit. That's like, yo, you know, he wasn't the best singer of all time, but when he get out there and do his thing, you can see it.
And I also think he feel that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take something away from, even if it ain't all the way, like when you watch someone like a Beyonce or Ciara or Chris Brown and, you know, these motherfuckers, they get their shit, they, you know, Omarion, when they get real pop lock and that shit is real, you know, like, down to the beat, like crazy shit.
Right.
You like, that's...
Yeah, you hit that shit like choreographer. 3, 2, 1.
You know what I mean? That's what it beat. Is. That's what it be. But then it be people who shit might be a little bit more irky jerky or a little bit more, robust with it, but their conviction, right. Like they'll be in the middle of the circle too.
Right.
And they'll have, you be like...
It's like Puff Daddy, Puffy.
Or Mary.
Mary, you can't. Don't shit on Mary. Mary be convicted.
Nope. That's what I'm saying.
She's going to do her dance. And y'all know it. Like, y'all going to have to deal with her dance. Yeah. This is my dance. And Puffy the same thing. He got his little dance he do. But there's some motherfucker, like Chris Brown, he could have been buried. But that motherfucker come out there and hit that shit, man.
Yeah.
And
talent.
And it's like, you don't want to like him. But shit, he could do that shit.
That shit is something to see. I remember when I was young, I told you, my cousin, I got a cousin that used to, when he come up to visit, he could flip real good. He could backflip off of anything, summon you off of anything. And I would walk this nigga around the whole hood. Like, you know what I mean? That was one of my first early forays into pro.
Why,
I was like,
why do we do that?
Because this motherfucker, you had to see the shit. It was something you had to see. You see, you understood it. From the first reaction where you see a motherfucker do that shit, oh, you like, oh, this travels. We got
you
to show
P.T. Barnum of the hood.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I bet you can flip off of that shit. Word, all right. Oh! And it was consistent. It was the shit. Yeah. Everybody felt good.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah, man. But, so that was dope, man. But, you know, it's so funny. As dope as This Is America is, and again, like I gotta rewatch it a couple times, and maybe I'm gonna check out a few of those. I'm backed up on Think Pieces. There's that. There's I'm in the middle of the Ta-Nehisi Coates joint on Kanye. Yeah, it's pretty good so far, but I'm still in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
But all Think Pieces to the side, This Is America to the side. Atlanta, the FUBU episode was fucking classic.
Oh, man. Come on,
B. That shit was classic.
It's classic. It's on point. It's right there. It's culturally relevant. This motherfucker know, man.
That shit was dope.
Yeah, because everybody has been through that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Everybody, nigga, you got your new FUBU. You about to roll into school. And it could, I wasn't in high school during FUBU.
Right, but it could have been anything.
It translates to whatever was popping at the time.
Right.
You ready, you go up in there, and then somebody call your shit fake.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, not even just that. That's taking it to the next level. But even level one, you hype. You got this brand new FUBU sweat, like T-shirt or whatever. You got the brand new FUBU shit. You got it ironed up, ready on some watch.
Laid out.
To the point where you can't even sleep. You just can't wait to get on the fucking bus and kill these niggas. So then you go on the, you know, you kind of halfway flexing it through the jacket. Some people could catch it if they catch it. But you do your reveal. And you looking official in homeroom to people. Oh, what's that? Okay, that's a nice shirt. Not even 3 minutes later. Fake or not, here come a whole nother motherfucker with the exact same shit I got on. Killing me. That was an eclipse. And then the homie, because you got, you know, Young Watchful, who saw, wait a minute. One of these is not like the other.
Hey, and that little kid right there was
terrorizing.
This girl that went to fam with us, that's her son.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the cat who was the instigator.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah, man. But terrorizing the teacher and everybody. Like, and then what made it even funnier was they just got this random cat, the Asian cat,
who's authenticate.
He's the diamond tester. He's like, hold on, let me. okay, this one here is fake. And that shit, all of that shit is real.
All that shit is real. But then, and then in the hierarchy of the shit,
yeah,
you got the other motherfucker who cooler than all y'all and right. probably could whoop your ass right. and say, hey, how y'all gonna take his word for it? He Chinese. That's yeah. why he picked Chinese. It's real shit made in Bangladesh.
And y'all ain't gonna challenge
it. And you ain't finna challenge it. And that's just how it is, because can you whoop my ass?
Yeah.
And that's that's how high school, that's how that shit went down.
That was dope, though, man. I like that episode a lot, man. Hey, this is a hell of a season. This is a hell of a season. Dog, I hate that you don't watch Barry, man.
I try. I set up Barry Saturday night. I push Barry, I press play on the episode 2, because I watched episode 1.
Okay.
I push Barry on episode 2.
Uh-huh.
And I was asleep by before the motherfucking intro went off.
Okay.
I was out. Woke up. It was on the 4th episode. I was like, I ain't seen shit.
That shit's good, man. That shit's good. That shit is, yeah. That shit is good, man. I want to hear Action Bronson spit over that Barry instrumental. I think I'm going to start playing that when I go to the stage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was thinking.
What's the instrumental?
It's just, this guy, what's my man, Charles, what's the nigga's name? I don't want to say it like that. What's my man's name? You know, I'm still trying not to say. Damn, I hate that we doing all of this dead air, but we're going to be talking while I'm doing this. I got it right here. It is the, it's my man, Charles. Damn, I hate that we doing all of this.
What is we doing?
We talking Change for the World by Charles Bradley.
Oh, Charles Bradley. Yeah, that's the homie. I think he died like late last year or early this year.
Rest in peace, Charles Bradley. That shit hard. I just love, you know, man, I'm a big-ass fan of horns and shit, man.
Right.
So I like it. But overall, man, that show is dope. You don't watch it, so we can't even really pick it apart. But what else is going on? Your man LeBron is out here playing like them women that Lil Boosie rap about.
Who Lil Boosie be rapping about?
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean? That nigga out there doing it by his damn self.
But he, you know, he known for that type shit. He came in on that shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it like that. I mean, a couple people. JR was getting busy. Nah, but Kevin Love and Catch a Wreck.
But see,
you know,
the thing about it is, in that the last series, and they were saying how, you know, he went through the whole shit without any of his comrades scoring over 20 points.
Right.
You know, I think that was the cue for everybody to go ahead and step up. You know what I mean? So with Kevin Love stepping up, with JR doing his thing and all that shit, you know, LeBron gone LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron been LeBron since he first got in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And shit, he just doing what he do. And it's amazing what he do, because the motherfucker ain't getting no younger.
Yeah.
He getting more aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Niggas playing in the post, niggas playing up top, niggas doing all, you can play whatever position you want him to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he getting it done. You know, we'll see, you know, them Warriors, man, as much as I hate them motherfuckers, man, they still look, you know, it's hard to imagine what it would take to beat these motherfuckers, man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But for now, he doing his thing, and I enjoy watching it. Like, my cousin, he in Cleveland. He a season ticket holder. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Chris Black Superman out there, you know.
Yeah.
He's in the game, and I'm watching the game at home, and I know he's there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when LeBron hit the you know, beat the buzzer beater.
That shit looked crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I was just kind of like, damn, man, we watching some crazy ass shit right now. Like, this is a crazy time to be watching a motherfucker that's just making history.
Yeah, you saw that was historic. There's a lot of history being made right now. The present is pretty good right now. But go ahead.
A lot of history. So, and I know he's right there watching that shit. So I hit him, I text him like, yo, nigga, you witnessing history right now in the middle of the arena. He's like, yeah, man, this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because this a time, man. Like, you know, and everybody got they, you know, the GOAT shit and the Michael Jordan shit and all that shit. But, man, I'm enjoying this shit right now. Jordan ain't going to play never no more. You know what I'm saying? LeBron coming on, you know what I'm saying, in a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
get a chair.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like with Jordan, he was very artistic, and you know what I'm saying? He had that motherfucking killer mentality. And you know, he was doing it. You ain't never seen that shit done before. Cable had just got the NBA contract, and ESPN was just starting to crack. So it was all new shit.
Mm-hmm.
First time you seeing the replay with the slow motion and all, you know, different time. And he did his thing, and you know, I mean, he gonna go down as the greatest.
Mike,
yeah, definitely Mike.
Until the new greatest comes.
But you see, the thing about LeBron, the thing that LeBron that don't have that Mike had, you know what I'm saying? I seen the whole argument about LeBron's free throws and some, you know, Chris on the ESPN was saying that, you know, it was nothing about Jordan's game that was mediocre, and that's probably true. But the thing that Jordan had that LeBron don't have is the artistry to how he make that shit look. You know what I'm saying? Jordan made that shit look effortlessly. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Ballet.
It was like ballet. Like he going through the lane like it's a dance. You know what I'm saying? He hit all his dunks, all his moves looked like it was slow motion before you saw it in slow motion. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, that shit looked laborious. But it, you know what I'm saying? You know that shit. When you look at LeBron, you like, damn, that's some hard motherfucking work.
He like he working.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that shit.
He blue collar with it. He's very Cleveland.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jordan, you be out there like, I want to do that. I want to choreograph my steps. Like, when you look at Kobe, you can see he choreographed his moves kind of like Jordan.
Right.
LeBron, ain't nobody going to choreograph their shit like him. His shit be look irky jerky, but the motherfucker be...
But he finished.
Boiling through your ass. This shit just look... roguish.
I think he got a little bit of both because he definitely will bulldoze his way through. The motherfucker's as big as a linebacker. He's coming, he's like 260 pounds, coming through. That you can't stop the man. But then there's moments where he is so clutch now because that used to be the strike against him that he wasn't clutch. He's so clutch now that it's its own beauty. It's not right. It's not right. As... elegant as
yeah,
Jordan.
It's not as elegant.
But the shit is efficient. Cause that little touch
right.
When he got that shit off the glass, that shit was fire.
Now, when I was watching that shit live,
I didn't even see it live.
When man. I watched it, because it's different live than when you watch the replay.
Of course.
When you watching it live and it's moving real fast and you off the last play, when he went up and he was in that awkward kind of position,
yeah.
He was like, ah, oh, this motherfucker finna blow this shit.
Yeah.
Ah. And then that shit went to the glass. You like, hold on, what the fuck? And then that shit went in.
Like a pool shot.
Oh, shit.
Pool shot.
But it didn't look like when Jordan go, you be like, da, da, da. Oh, shit, he going up. He got the tongue out. Ah, oh, shit, he about to hit this shit.
Yeah.
Every time he shoot it, it looked like it's going in.
Yeah, it was a little bit more certainty.
You know what I'm saying? It didn't, you know, even if it didn't, you know what I'm saying, at the buzzer and they go to overtime, it just looked like it because the way he's posed up and his pose and the flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
It looked like it's going to hit.
Yeah.
That shit, when LeBron threw that shit up, that shit looked like it was going to miss. And that shit went in.
But like, it looked ooh. Like he knew that shit was going
he
in.
He knew.
Because he didn't look surprised.
No.
He was like, shit, I told you.
He knew. But I'm just saying his body don't make
right.
it look like.
Right.
It don't look effortless. That shit looks like, ooh, wow. And then, you know, everybody like is like, yeah, that was a hard shot. It's difficult. Hell yeah, it looked difficult.
He don't. I'll give you that. Because Jordan will make it look easy. Jordan will make, if I could be like Mike, Jordan will make you think you could do that
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's when it start looking irky jerky. Then you look nervous. LeBron will show you the level of difficulty. Nigga, this shit is experienced. This is beyond moderate here. You gotta do a whole lot of weird contorting.
Yeah.
And have the touch so that shit hit off the glass and
yeah, but yeah, I fucks with LeBron, man. I fucks with all the shit he's doing and been doing. You know what I mean?
I didn't even get to see much beyond the highlights of the Raptor shit. He wrapped them up so fast. I thought it was going to be a lot because, you know, people were saying that Toronto was a better team than Indiana. And Indiana was giving them a little run, you know, a little shook them up a little
opposition.
Bit. Yeah, some opposition. And, but you know what we didn't talk about. I was watching the game. Again, I didn't see a whole lot of the full games. I was watching a lot of the clips.
Oh, playoff sports niggas. Yeah. Niggas come in and in the playoffs.
I've told y'all already. Don't ask me no shit about that early shit. 1 through 82, I don't know nothing.
Yeah, catch me in the third round of the playoffs.
Yeah. And don't even ask me more than 3 questions because I still don't know a whole lot. Anyway, what I thought and made me miss Jay-Z being out on some mixtape shit, because I saw that little altercation with Drake and Kendrick Perkins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jay would have some slick shit to say that would sum that whole shit up in a way where niggas would be like, you know what I mean? You could get that full laugh for
right,
him.
Right.
Because somebody need to comment on, what are you doing right there, Jay? Right, what are you, right, what's right. going on?
You know, he being the mascot. He's the Spike Lee of Toronto on the basketball tip.
They got them brooms out, though, Drake. What you going to do?
He ain't going to do nothing but wait the next year. He going to come with motherfucking OVO Fest.
He got to do something to revive the city.
He the city, goddamn. And fast. He the city. Ooh. He going to come with OVO Fest and LeBron them going to be there as they are every year. And, you know what I'm saying?
That's the worst. It's like niggas showing up at the wake. Nah. And then they shot the motherfucking killed him.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they gave him the best they had, man. They had a great season in Toronto.
It's fucked up what happened to them Raptors.
And shit, man, they ain't used to winning.
Play that back-to-back.
So this is the best shot they had, man. When you ain't winning, you ain't used to winning at all, but you got your best team ever, and you done made it up here, man. Fuck that shit. This calls for celebration, man. Don't put your head down, man. Come back next year.
Well, this is the second time they've been swept by the
Yeah, this every year they getting knocked out by the Cleveland, but everybody in the East getting knocked out by Cleveland. So who's the – what the fuck? Cleveland been going to everywhere that LeBron at been going to the fucking finals for the since when?
I don't know if you the guy to give that type of speech. I don't know if I want to go to the club immediately after I've been swept for the second time.
Well, OVO is a couple months. They got a couple months to get that shit off their chest.
All right. I don't know if I want to see LeBron at the first function I've been to.
No, these niggas
since I've been swept by LeBron.
These niggas don't even live in Toronto, so they going home, man. The Toronto people gonna appreciate LeBron being LeBronto.
Yeah. LeBronto. LeBronto. LeBronto Raptor. That might be a look at.
Nah, that's some real shit. That's what one of the commentators said in the game.
LeBronto?
Yeah, they said this shit is LeBronto.
Oh, that's the gangster shit. Have you ever been to Toronto?
Nah, man, I heard it's beautiful.
I heard it's the shit. I'm thinking about going out there soon.
I'm going to OVO this shit. That's I said it.
Oh shit. Well there it is.
I said it.
When is it? Is it August?
August. And every time I want to go, it's August already. Mm. I'm like, shit, the tickets is this.
Everybody go get your ticket now, motherfucker. Yeah, Has it gone on sale yet?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to the OVOs this year. Maybe we do in the conversation.
Maybe.
From the OVO.
Maybe from the OVO. From the OVO.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on 1 second, man. From the OVO. What else is going on with you?
Man, I'm out here trying to win, man.
What's that mean?
That means, shit, I'm putting in the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the future. I'm summoning up. And I'm enjoying the moments that I'm in at any given time. Like right now, I'm in the moment. I'm here with you, mm-hmm. with our motherfucking listeners who with us every week and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I know that they be looking forward to listening to this shit. So I be looking forward to talking this shit.
There you go. Let's continue.
So that's what I'm on, man.
Let's continue.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it ain't nothing special, but it ain't nothing motherfucking, you know, it ain't no minor thing either.
I still haven't seen Infinity War, but I feel like it's been long enough to, not long enough, but it's, I feel like enough people have seen it to where, like, I don't really care to see it no more. I catch that shit on DVD.
Are you a Marvel person?
No, man.
Are you a comic person?
I used to be as a kid. I told you, I bought, again, that was more for the flip.
Right. No doubt. I mean? Then this shit ain't really going to mean much to you.
Right.
Because I ain't no shit about the Marvels. You know what I'm saying? I know the little movies I seen, Ant-Man and the motherfucking Wakandas. And what's some of the other shit? I had to take my kids to go see.
Yeah.
And that's as far as my Marvel intelligence go. So when I watched Infinity Wars, I mean, it was all right. But I ain't know the backstory. I ain't know what's supposed to happen next. I don't know none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just know that this shit was what it was, and then you left.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed Wakanda a whole lot more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed a lot of them other shits a lot more, but I'm not a Marvel person, and I don't know the story, and I don't know the impact of what this story meant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was crying. You know what I mean? It was fucked up.
Of this, of the Infinity War, or
yeah,
the,
she was crying. You know what I'm saying?
She's into it, or it was just a good ass story.
She wanted to, she, you know, the whole every 2 minutes. She like, when we going? When they gonna go to Wakanda?
Oh, so she was disappointed. Crying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she. When they going to Wakanda? Then they finally get to Wakanda and tear shit up.
All right. I don't want no more. You sound like somebody's grandmother. They didn't come in here and tear shit up. Look at this. Look at what they did to Wakanda.
Look at what they did to Wakanda.
Ain't nobody asked you to do none of this.
My daughter came in here.
Look at this shit.
She wanted to see Shuri. Y'all motherfuckers is fucking shit up.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to me, I'm not in it. So I can't really judge it from the way that people that really in that shit judge it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's shit that I'm in that y'all, I don't want y'all motherfuckers judging, so I ain't gonna judge it.
There you go. Well, there it is, y'all. Sound like a fucking truce.
Hey, but back to the Atlanta shit, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You ever had to go to school and some shit and motherfucker had your shit on or been chastised about the shit that you wore or some shit like that?
Yeah. I've definitely been scooped where, you know, you got one thing, you think you're the only motherfucker with the shit on, and somebody got it. Mm-hmm. There's been that. I never really had the whole, let me see your tag.
The funk fake shit.
Because I didn't really play a whole lot of boot. Like, I had a couple bootleg moments, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Canal Street was way too close. And it was a while where niggas didn't really, you couldn't tell. Like, right. You couldn't, you know, like, it wasn't as, I don't know, I guess it wasn't as, or some of the shit that I got, I guess to my own mind, it didn't feel as, what's the word, as, you know how the shit is just blatantly gaudy, fake. You could tell
they ain't never did no shit like that.
The subtle fake. Yeah, this is subtle fake. Like, did they ever do that? Was that four in the wrong? Should that be on the left? Or should that be, you know, that type of thing? Because I had a mean polo sweatshirt that was fake as hell that got so much love. It got so much love. I was like, okay. That shit hard. Where you get that at? You know, the mansion.
The only fake shit I had, and it was so obvious, it was so blatantly fake that motherfuckers, they ain't even really fuck with you. My uncle, he was in the army and shit, and then he got stationed in Korea.
Okay.
And then, you know, he came home one time like, yo, you know, in Korea, we got everything. You could get anything. All that shit what y'all buying out here for $100 and da-da-da-da and the Fila's and the Reeboks. You know what I'm saying? You get all that shit for like $10. Like, where? So he everybody in the whole family, he took an order from everybody in the whole fucking family and shit. Like, okay, da-da-da-da-da. And they could put whatever you want on it and da-da-da-da-da. Like, okay. You know, I had already had like the Fila shit. So yeah. I was known for the Fila shit.
Right.
So I was like, oh, y'all got the Fila shit?
You got the plug?
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, let me get this particular shoe, that particular shoe. Mm-hmm. I want two sweatsuits. And then I asked my homeboys and shit. This was the most embarrassing part. I done included my homeboys in the shit. They know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? It's the Fila shit from Korea.
Yeah.
That's where they make it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's cheap.
Make Fila in Korea.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, boom. He got my orders from my homeboys and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Package came to my grandma's house and shit. Boom. Oh, shit.
Unboxing.
Bust that bitch open. Blah. Nah, the shoes. The shoes look official.
Look, they could pass.
Like, I can't even say they was fake. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say they was fake because I had about five pair of Fila's at the time. So when I got the shoes, I'm like, yo, these shit's official.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing on them that looked fucked up.
Right.
Okay, boom, that passed the test. And I pulled out the fucking sweatsuits.
Right.
You know how Fila shit look. You know what I'm saying? They had the velour.
Yeah.
They had, you know what I'm saying, the cotton shit that look, you know what I'm saying? These shits was fucking satin. Mm-hmm. Satin ass sweatsuits, like looking like motherfucking New Edition, nigga. Mm. Satin sweatsuits with the stripe down the side and the squared off F on the fila.
Times New Roman fila. The font was terrible.
The font was fucked up. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck? And it had my name on the shit. My homeboy shit had his shit on there.
You couldn't say it wasn't yours.
So he had to give me the money, so I had to take him the product.
Right.
I was like, hey, man.
Sorry, dog.
Hey, this. He's like, ah. No, it's one of them too good to be true moments.
Right, right.
But, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they was fucked up looking.
Mm-hmm. It was like wasn't
some,
real.
It was like some Dapper Dan shit.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, somebody made some shit in the vein of.
Right.
That, you know, them motherfuckers never made, but
right.
We here.
If got, they did.
Got my name on it, my right. Shit fresh. So I rocked the shits here and there, right. like the jacket by itself, never as a sweatsuit. Because okay. As a sweatsuit, you look like New Edition.
Okay.
Or a motherfucking Puff Daddy and Mace before them. So just rocking the fucking jacket here and there, it was cool, but I was so disappointed. My niggas was looking at me like, nigga, what is you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Damn. Did they? So you said you wore them, though?
I wore it here and there. You know what I'm saying? I wore it here and there just on some old, you know, random.
Nobody caught it? Nobody was like,
nah, nobody ain't fuck with me because, like, in Atlanta, right? In Atlanta, the dude who had on the other dude who had it, he had the, you know what I'm saying, he had the little earrings, had the fresh fade and shit. And he like, man, I ain't, you know, y'all know me. I'm always fresh. He mm-hmm. coming here one day with some new shit. You know that shit fake. I'm always fresh.
Right.
So for me, I always wore the shit. So nobody ain't really fuck with me.
Had credit. You had good credit.
I had good credit. So when I rock that shit, nobody ain't really, I ain't really get no motherfucking bash. The worst shit to me was when you get some real shit and motherfuckers be hyped.
Mm-hmm.
And then they be, like Bally's was out, right?
Right.
So I had the Bally's. I had about 3-pair of Bally's and shit. That's some fly shit to me.
Yeah.
But everybody ain't know about Bally's. Everybody ain't know about Bally's and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you come up in the school, you got your shit on. And then at the flea market, they had some fake Bally's called Valentino's with the V instead of the B.
Uh-huh.
It was just shaped just like all the shape and all that shit was just like the Bally's. But if you don't know Bally's, all you know is Valentino's.
So niggas, I already know what's going to happen.
I come to the school, fresh as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I got on my Bally's and shit. I had on some like clay. I had this like little suit, this little outfit with like the Liz Claiborne ass slacks and plaid shirt. I thought I was fresh and shit. I came to school. I'm killing shit. Y'all niggas don't even know about this
nigga
shit.
Said you had some fake ass Valentino.
And then this fine ass girl in our class, and she had a nice body. She was cool, but she ain't had the most style.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But she had the like the Indian wavery hair, but mm-hmm. she was dark skinned,
mm-hmm.
and then she had nice body. And then, you know what I'm saying, niggas used to like her and shit. I would say her name, but you know what I'm saying, I won't say her name.
All right.
You know what I'm saying, niggas used to like her and shit. Like, she was popular. And then she rolled up on me like, oh, you got them Valentinos on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Valentino? Man, you motherfucking out your mind? Mm-hmm. Valentino, these is Bally's. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
what you said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these is Bally's. It's like $100 differential. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Did you say that?
I was like, nah, these ain't no Valentinos. These is Bally's. Mm-hmm. But it was lost on her because right. she don't even know what the fuck Bally's is. Right. All she knows is Valentino's because that's what's in the flea market and that's where everybody right. go. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, you done got this shit. You fresh as fuck. But motherfuckers don't even understand you're fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Stunting for nobody.
You stunting for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You on your own with that shit, mm-hmm. nigga.
You could have saved that $100 and done something else.
You know what I'm saying? But I felt all them hundred. I got all my use out of them hundred.
Okay.
I rocked them bitches until I couldn't no more.
I had fake feelers growing up, though. They were called jumps.
Mm.
You do jumps? You ever seen mm-hmm. jumps? They look mm-hmm. just like Fila. And they just, instead of saying feeler, they said jump.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was out there. I was a kid, though. You get away with a lot of that shit pre-ninth grade. Before you go to high school, you're fine.
Ninth grade, yeah. That shit get called.
Yeah. Well, no, you get roasted in junior high, too, if you're
blatant.
Right. If it's just become, it's too much now.
Right.
But, yeah. Shit, man. Some jumps. Those shits was dope to me because I didn't know they was fake at first until later on. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Those shits was, I used to like them shits a lot. They were fire. Mm. Yeah, man. Mm. Shout out to anybody that's ever had jumps. Speaking of jumps, where you going to be at this week, man? Let's jump to it.
Damn.
You got some more to talk about?
I'm going to be in the A. Well, all right. I'm going to be in the A. It's the Muhammad holiday.
You in the A all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know it's the Muhammad holiday. So, you know, I'm taking everybody down to Atlanta because my niece, who's the same age as my son, it's her graduation. So, you know what I'm saying? This is the first time that my kids have had their birthday in the same place with all of the, like, family, like my family.
Yeah.
And just any family, because we in New York. We ain't got no family up here. So usually on their birthday, it's just us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this time, it'll be everybody. It'll be, you know, grandpa, grandma, you know what I'm saying, the cousins. So, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be a big deal for us and shit. You know what I mean?
The last shebang before.
And then it's Mother's Day. Then my wife will be with her mama. And, you know what I mean? All, that's all good shit, man.
Well, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm doing that. And shit, then I'm coming back Tuesday. So next time I'm motherfucking somewhere, I'll be back here talking to y'all.
That's what it is. I'm going to be on True TV tonight at 11 o'clock. Y'all check it out. Season 3 Comedy Knockout. We kicked it off last week. We back. We got a new episode tonight, so check that out. Beyond that, I'm going to be at the Standing Room in Long Island City on Saturday. And, so check me out there. And also, I'm going to be at the Syracuse Funny Bone, May 24th through the 27th. Tickets are going fast, so go ahead and grab a ticket real quick. Be in the building. We're going to have a good time. You know I'm coming to the station, that motherfucking Charles Bradley. I already warned you.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? But anyway, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
We out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.